My name is Florence Sedamino Murate. I am a pedagogical advisor working at Eductive, which is actually a part of Colecto. We are focusing on digital pedagogy, and I will say, talking about what the teacher are doing in the network. I am also an anthropologist and a former French and humanities teacher. What about you, Alexandre?
I'm also an anthropologist. I never taught French language, but I've taught humanities in general. And I'm also part of Eductive as a pedagogical advisor. And something to note is that Eductive itself, it's the result of a merger between ProfWeb, Vitrine Technologie Education, VTE, and Declic, which is involved with Moodle. So those three organizations, all nonprofits, joined a fourth nonprofit called Colecto. And what we do together, like one thing is that it's all bilingual. And one thing we do together is to really promote pedagogical innovation, especially about digital pedagogy, right? So there's something really going on. And as we've been mentioning, there's a podcast going on that we call Jason Pédagogie Numérique, so JPN.
I like the name that you were using to talk about Jason Pédagogie Numérique in English.
Yeah, I would say a Jazzy Ped Network or something
Jazzy
like that.
Jazzy Ped Network, yes. Yeah. Because actually, Jason Pédagogie Numérique has this kind of rhythm with Jazzy, which is like a quick chat about talking about something around a coffee or not. And I think that jazz, like the fact that you use this word, really remind me what we wanted to say in Jason Pédagogie Numérique. We decided to, I will say, maybe follow something that was happening at the VTE, which was actually kind of podcast or talking about different emerging technology in education. And since we have this, I will say, a chat about like, hey, what about talking about pedagogical advisor, teacher that are actually doing a lot of things or develop expertise in technological pedagogy, we actually decided to start. So we start JPN 1 year ago. Most of our, I would say, episodes are in French, but we have some episodes in English too. And it's the reason why we're talking about it now.
And as you were saying, like most of our episodes were in French, but we have a couple of episodes in English. Like I have one that I recorded a year ago, so I want to release it and I'll discuss it with the guest. But you also have some.
Yes, I have one with Elizabeth Charles from College Dawson, and we actually talk about Saltis and the beginning of Saltis. So I think it's a big, I will say, a huge opportunity for us to throw this JPN podcast. But I will say, do you really think that JPN is the pod? I mean, we will keep going throwing some JPN episode, or
that can lead to something bigger. So eventually, I think our goal would be to create a podcast in English about pedagogy in the Anglophone CEGEP network in Quebec. And that's pretty specific because CEGEPs are only in Quebec. It's a very specific system based on programs that come from the Ministry of Higher Education. And because of that, the needs of the linguistic minority, Anglophones in Quebec, are very peculiar. So I think it would be an interesting contribution to what the rest of the world can hear about digital pedagogy, is that there are things that are happening here that are pretty innovative.
I think it's really something that will help us to work together, collaborate, and building bridge.
Absolutely. And speaking of building bridges, if you can think of people who inspire you in your work as a learning professional, you can let us know. And then maybe we can interview that person, collaborate with them to get a publication out, and maybe translate some of the stuff that has been happening in one side or the other. I think there's a great opportunity to really do something together. So thanks for that.
Thanks for that. We really look forward to meeting you. Bye.